It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, much better now. I noticed it's quite a bit warmer than it was right now where we're sitting, and even outside than it was when you and I were sitting last night.
Yeah, it was pretty chilled.
I don't know if folks had an opportunity to get out and enjoy some of the high school football playoff games last night, but if you did, the cold settled in last night. No breeze, not hardly a cloud to be found, and that cold just settled in all the way down to the bone last night. It was a chilly night.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Usually you get that low temperature very early in the morning, but it actually came during those evening hours.
Yeah, it's quite a bit warmer now. We were sitting up in Exira, up in the outside, actually, on the roof of the press box there, the roof of the concession area there. And, yeah, at game time it was, what, like 36 degrees? And then it dropped down to about 32, I think, not too long after that. Hey, it's 44 now. Heat wave. Start peeling off those layers. Don't need all that clothing on anymore, huh? Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us today a little bit about W&S Appliance as we get going. How's Kendall today?
Very good, thanks, Jim. Got a used 16-foot upright freezer, older model, but works great. Used French door bottom freezer with dispensers, stainless steel, about a year and a half old. And one used side-by-side, 25 cubic foot. Got a used refrigerator with a freezer on the bottom. A couple of used automatic washers, two match washer-dryer sets, one set only a year and a half old. Got a used front-load washer, practically new. Use gas and electric clothes dryers, have one used electric range. Still have that used power vent natural gas water heater that works great. Lots of new ranges, gas and electric, freestanding models on display by Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Frigidaire, and Amana. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special orders such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Gas and electric water heaters, we deliver, install, and take care of the service later. Got dehumidifiers in stock. Jim.
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. This morning, today, is election day. It's an odd-numbered year, and that means municipal elections are being held at a number of different locations around different communities today as they elect some of their local city leadership in the municipal elections going on today. In a lot of cases, polls will be opening around noon today for a number of the areas, open until 8 o'clock tonight. Some of the communities, though, are seeing polls opening this morning, actually opened up already in some locations, but a number of the different places where folks can vote. Here in Cass County, the polling places today look like this. In Oneida, folks will vote at the community center in Oneida. Also in Atlantic, they'll be voting by ward. In the first ward, the Zion Lutheran Church is the location. Also in Atlantic, second ward polling place is the Atlantic Public Library. The third ward polling place for today is the Cass County Community Center. In the fourth ward, voters will head to the United Church of Christ. And also in the fifth ward, the Heritage House will be the polling place. I believe those are all the same as they have been the last few elections. Also in Cumberland, the polling site today is the Community Building. In Griswold, they'll be voting at the Community Center. In Lewis, voters will be heading to the Public Library. In Marnie, those ballots will be cast at the City Hall. And in Messina, the polling site will be the Public Library. Also in Wyota, City Hall will be the voting location for today. So those are some of the places that folks will need to go to place those ballots today. There are some elections of note around the region today. In some cases, there aren't many contested races. It's kind of what we see sometimes in some of those local municipal elections. It's not unusual to see some of the smaller towns around to just have nobody actually on the ballot. They have open seats and everything is done by write-in in some cases just because there's no one that actually stepped up to put their name on the ballot. So they'll still make things happen. It just has to happen a little bit differently with write-ins. But in some places, there are some elections going on where folks need to make some decisions. For example, in Marnie, there are six candidates run on the ballot that are running for the five open seats that are available. So there's a race there that folks will need to take note of. Also, in Messina, there are two seats on the city council available, and there are four people that are on the ballot. And also in Wyota, there are three open seats, yet there are four people that are on the ballot there as well. So folks will have some things to take care of there today. Now, some other locations around Cass County really aren't many races necessarily where it's contested on the ballot. Unless folks have some ideas for write-ins, yeah, it looks like everything in some of those places is Well, it's pretty simple in front of you there. Now, some other places around the southwest Iowa area here, too, in like Audubon County, for example, there's a race for three open city council at-large seats, and there are four candidates who will be on the ballot there. That's in the city of Audubon. Also in Adair County, there's a race in Fontenelle. There are three people on the ballot for today's elections, and there are only two seats available for the city council in Fontenelle. So that's one that folks will have to decide. Also in Adams County, there are a couple of gentlemen who are running for the mayor's seat in the community of Carbon. Also in Corning, they have a mayoral race there as well with four people on the ballot running there. And also in Adams County, there are six people that are running for five positions on the Nottoway City Council. So there's a race there as well. Also in Montgomery County, in the city of, I believe it's city of Red Oak, there are two candidates that are looking for the second ward seat. And also there's three others who are running for an at-large seat there as well. And then you've got some other races in some of the communities as well around the region. In Guthrie County, for example, in the city of Bagley, there are three city council seats open and four people on the ballot there. Also in the town of Bayard, there are three city council seats available, four people on the ballot there. Also in the community of Casey, there are two open seats and three people on the ballot. And in Guthrie Center, there are three people on the ballot there running for the city council, and there are two seats that are available. So there are some races out there in some of the local communities. Also in Shelby County, there'll be races for city council in Harlan, Westphalia, and Tennant in those three communities today. In Westphalia, there are four people on the ballot running for three open seats. Also in the community of Tennant, there are three people that are on the ballot today, and they're looking to fill two seats on the city council there. Also in Harlan, there are two people on the ballot in their Ward 3 looking for the one seat there. And also they'll be looking to fill a spot as well that will be that'll be opened up there in the community of Harlan. Also in Pottawatomie County, there are some races for city council in towns like Carson and Carter Lake, and also Council Bluffs, and there are also is a mayor's race there too. And there are other council races in like Macedonia and Walnut, for example, and also the mayor's seat in Neola is being contested today as well. So there are some locations there. In Pottawatomie County, polls are opening up. Actually, they're already open this morning in towns like Avoca and Carter Lake and Council Bluffs, Crescent, Minden, Neola, Trainer, Underwood, and Walnut. And most of the other locations around southwest Iowa, polls are opening up at noon today and closing at 8 o'clock. So if you're not sure about your polling place or what the hours are, check with your local county auditor's office in your county. They're the election commissioner. They're the election headquarters, and they can give you more information about those types of things as well. Make sure you check those things out, and we hope to see people heading out to the polls today. I know it's kind of you know, it doesn't quite get as much attention sometimes, the local races, especially in the off years, the odd-numbered years, the municipal elections, as probably they should, but you should take some interest in what's going on in your local communities and, you know, think about it for a minute. Don't you think you should have some input on who's spending your money? It's not city money. It's not government money. It's tax money, which means it's your money. So you should have some input on that. Make sure you give that input today. This is your real chance to have some say in what's going on. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down at W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers chested upright by Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic feet available, and most of those are in stock. Got lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LZ, top load and front load. Tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. Stack models for those of you with limited space. We also offer Speed Queen, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer, and 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, over 80 new units, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator, the place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Yeah, I always have to chuckle a little bit when I hear people talking about city this and city that. You know, there really is no city. A city is simply a piece of land with boundaries. What they meant to say is the taxpayers. They're the ones that make things happen. We're the ones who get our money confiscated so things can happen. So make sure you have your input on those things today. Kendall, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.